Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. There were two significant financial events 2 days ago that you need to understand. Japan's central bank announced it was altering how it inflates the money supply. The Bank of Japan has been purchasing about two-thirds of all stocks traded in the Nikkei 225 stock index to prop up prices, spending about three-quarters of $1 trillion a year to do so. It also purchased massive quantities of bonds and riskier assets to support their values. Over the past few years, these measures failed to spark growth in Japan. So, on Wednesday, the Bank of Japan announced it will stop propping up long-term bonds so that their interest rates will rise. While the Japanese government will continue to purchase risky assets and shares, it will only prop up the values of shorter-term bonds. It appears that Japan's central bank has exhausted its monetary policy tactics, which is a warning sign to central banks across the world. Central banks can create monetary problems, but cannot ultimately cure them. Even the Federal Reserve has this same problem. The same day, Fed Chair Yellen announced, as expected, the Fed would not raise the federal funds interest rate. However, the Fed statement indicated a greater prospect of an increase in the December meeting. As I have already explained, the Fed is trapped by its own past actions. It cannot raise interest rates without crippling American stock prices and causing job losses. But doing nothing will eventually lead to the same result. Fed officials are now pretending there is a real chance of an interest rate increase in December. Believe me, this pretending that interest rates might increase is all talk with virtually no chance for action. Whatever officials say in the next 6 weeks, ignore it. After these pronouncements, gold and silver prices rose. Gold is up about 3% and silver 6% over the past week. With the policies announced by the two central banks on Wednesday, the dollar and yen will continue to fall in value long term, while I look for gold and silver prices to keep rising. Are you prepared? That's it for today. Tune in again next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.